From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. casualties in Afghanistan. One U.S. service member was killed and two were wounded Tuesday during fighting in Afghanistan's Helmand province. U.S. defense officials said American Special Forces units were involved in the operation near the city of Marja. The military official says a helicopter sent to evacuate the wounded was unable to take off when a rotor struck a wall compound. An official said mortar fire prevented a second U.S. military medevac helicopter from landing. Peace talks between Burundi's government and the nation's opposition groups have been postponed. There has been no word on when they may resume. The talks, which opened in Uganda late last month, were set to continue Wednesday in Tanzania. A senior official in Burundi's foreign ministry says the government will not participate due to the inclusion of those who he said are supporting violence. The Israeli military said a Palestinian stabbed a soldier Tuesday in the West Bank. The attacker was then shot and killed by troops. The attack was in the Gush Etzion area. It was the latest in what has been a near-daily Palestinian attacks that have left more than 20 Israelis dead in the past 3 months. India's defense minister said Tuesday a total of 6 militants have been killed after an attack on an airbase in northern India. He said the effort to secure the site was still ongoing. The gunman who launched the attack Saturday on the Pathankot base near the Pakistani border killed 7 security personnel. Indian officials say they will continue sweeping the area for any potential remaining militants. This is VOA News.